Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. In our reading for today, we see the disciples of Jesus gathered together in a house. They were in Jerusalem to celebrate one of the Jewish festivals, the festivals of first fruits. It is now about 50 days after Passover, and the wheat harvest is being gathered. When the first crops are harvested, it is a time of thanksgiving to God. Before Jesus was taken up into heaven, he had told the disciples to wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Even though they knew that Jesus was alive, they must have still held feelings of discouragement that their Messiah was gone. And yet here they were in Jerusalem to celebrate with thanksgiving the harvest of first fruits. All Jerusalem was filled with people from all over for the celebration. We see that God's timing is always perfect. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them, and it was heard by those around. Many people believed the gospel as it was preached, and the church was born. Today, the message of the gospel is shared in many ways, through books, testimonies, music, social media, radio, television, etc. And yet some people ignore God or try to explain Him away. However, as believers, we should not be discouraged, for God has and will fill us with the Holy Spirit, and we will receive power to be His witnesses. We need to have hearts filled with God's love and grace to share our faith and the boldness to do it. People still need to hear the message of the gospel. They need to hear the truth that Jesus is alive and forgiveness is possible, deliverance is possible, and renewed relationships are possible. If you are not a believer and you are listening to this broadcast and would want to know Jesus as your Savior, you can pray and trust Him right now. Romans chapter 9 verse 10 says, "If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." It is the repentance and faith behind the prayer that gives salvation. Share your experience with someone and begin attending a Bible-believing church where you will grow in the understanding of your decision. Please join us next week.